News Talk 790 KFYO 809. Good morning, Tom and Laura. Tuesday, we are joined right now by the Texas Tech Spirit Coordinator, Stephanie Rode. Welcome to the program. How are you, girl?
Doing great. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I've been trying to get a hold of you this last week and all, and it's just like you've been crazy busy. If we don't get a hold of you before you're out of the nest, it's over.
That's right.
What happened with you last week? Were you just, did the quick turnaround eat your lunch?
It did. It did. Lots going on last week and lots of preparations for that TCU game, but it had a great outcome. So,
yeah, now, how do you do this? Because you're in charge of Spirit, so you're in charge of the cheers, the palms, the mask rider, and Raider Brad?
That's right.
Wow.
That's right. So,
that's a lot.
And how many arms and legs do you have?
Okay. Not enough.
Okay.
Not enough some weeks.
All right. In the National Mascot of the Year competition, tell us how the voting works. And then there are some new twists to the voting this year where we can do special things to rack up bigger points.
That's right. The voting is like it was last year, that you can vote one vote at a time. You can do that endlessly and mindlessly, too. This year, they added a new twist that where you could, they unveil a new challenge every week, and you can get 25 points or 100 points for your mascot by doing those two things.
Okay, now, what are the weekly mystery challenges this week? Do we know yet?
Yes, the mystery challenge this week is, what is your mascot's favorite food? Tailgating.
Oh, yeah?
Tailgating food. So, some of the things I've seen have been Raider wraps, hot dogs because he can put them in his holster. You know, those are some of the things I'm seeing so far. But the twist is for 25 points, you can put your response on Twitter, of course, with the hashtag #CapitalOneRaiderRed. And if you want to make 100 points for us, you can take a picture of you eating a favorite tailgating food.
Oh.
So those are the two things this week.
So now, when are the voting deadline? The voting, I guess, is that like close on like Sunday?
Sunday at 12 Eastern, which is 11 p.m. our time, is when it closes.
So. Okay. So midnight Sunday night.
And then Monday there's a new challenge?
Right. They unveil that every Monday, so...
Now, why we're doing this is because it's worth money. If Raider Red comes back and claims the national championship again, how much does Texas Tech receive?
$20,000.
See? It's worth doing.
For a minute there, I was on Family Feud.
It is. It is.
$20,000!
That's right. It's worth it. It is. And, we're getting Texas Tech's name out there, mm-hmm. most importantly. So we're excited to be involved again, and we're very hopeful that our fans will do what they did last year and vote.
Hey, Stephanie, I was, and we do need to get out and vote or stay in and vote or do whatever, I had a thought because, I've dressed up before in these mascot suits and things like that. Do your guys that are inside the Raider Red suit, do they ever get back problems?
I've never heard of that.
Just you, Tom.
No, I've never heard of that.
Well, I mean, because those suits are heavy and they're always moving, and they never stop moving. They're just, always walking around with this weird posture.
Yeah, but they're young.
They're young. That's one thing.
Oh, is that it?
That's the secret.
And the suits really, I think, are made to be much lighter. The first Raider Red costume, which the head was made of paper mache, I think that thing must have been very substantially heavy, but these are not that heavy.
they've come a long way on
they
mascot
really have
heads.
Come a long way, so.
That's good.
Hey,
good.
Stephanie. Hey, I appreciate you being with us, and I'll tell you what: our cheers and palms and Raider Red and the Mask Rider all be looking good on TV and out of the game. So I appreciate your business.
Yeah.
Thank you. We work very hard to represent this city. So.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, and have a fantastic day, okay?
I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Bye-bye. It's 8:14. Good morning.